Okay. Okay. It should work this time. I can't believe I left out such an important ingredient. This is why I failed my summoning classes. But no matter. I can do this. Kiru, Mare, Queha, Shreem! Did it work? It worked! Hey, bestie! Oh, I've missed you so much. Even though we only just saw each other last week. But you know how much I love your company, right? Is that perfume I smell on you? I didn't summon you at a bad time, did I? All right, I won't ask. Now let's see. Ah, good, good. Your limbs are all intact this time. That's an improvement. I know. I'm sorry about that accident the other time. Anyway, you told me you'd have some spare time today to hang out. And I would have given you a little bit of a warning by sending you a letter via messenger pigeon. But then I thought, why send a letter and have you travel all the way here by Inferno Mare when I could just summon you? That's the great thing about you being a Hellborn. You lot are all susceptible to summonings, depending on your rank. Since someone like me can summon you, I think you've got a teeny bit of work to do. But anyway, come here, bestie. Give me a hug. Oh! Blasted mother of Sorry. I know I said I'd cut down on the swearing. It's getting better, I swear. Probably not the best phrase to use. This is the annoying thing about having dragonkin blood. My wings and my massive tail are always getting in the way. Huh? I know. My parents wanted me to train to be a dragon warrior and fly around outside like all the other girls my age. But I just can't bring myself to do that. I don't feel passionate about it. I don't like fighting. And I also don't enjoy being outside. It means I have to socialize. Whew. I just don't have it in me. That's why I went to alchemy school. This is what I love. Collecting herbs, making magic potions, growing gemstones, creating recipes, doing experiments. Even though my experiments fail 50% of the time, and people have suggested that maybe this isn't the right career for me, I really don't feel like I'm ready to give up. I know I can do this. I know I can get good. Hey. Thank you for believing in me, bestie. We've been friends since I was a tiny little dragon girl, and you've always been so kind to me. Unlike your brothers and sisters, who would always bully me whenever they got the chance and pull on my wings and tail. You're one of the reasons why I've decided to keep following my dreams, regardless of what other people think. Right. I should probably tell you why I summoned you tonight. You see, I need your help. Please? I need a guinea pig. I hope you don't mind. Yeah, nobody else will let me. And I promise I won't give you something that'll make your horns fall off this time. I know it took you months to grow them back. I'm sorry. I feel terrible about it. And I learned my lesson too. I had to pull off my own scales every week so I could make you that horn-growing potion. Thank you! I knew I could count on you! So, this time, I need you to help me with my homework. We have to make 2 potions for our assignment, test them out on at least 2 people, and write a report. I've already tested them out on myself, so now I need a second person. The first is an invisibility potion, and the second will make you levitate. I've prepared the base potions, but there are a couple of other ingredients that need to be added. Let's try out the invisibility one first. Now, where did I put the recipe? Aha! Found you! Okay. You'll be pleased to know that I've improved since last time. Essence of darkness. Selkie silk. And this. It says here that it should turn blue. So why is it purple? Oh, I know why. I forgot something. Now. Perfect! Here you go! All you need to do is gulp it all down in one go. The faster, the better. It smells like blueberries, so it must taste like blueberries, right? You're the only one nice enough to do this for me. Do you feel anything? Your arms are tingling. That means it's working! You should feel your face going numb next. I forgot to tell you, a side effect of the invisibility spell is that you'll no longer be able to feel your body. I only gave you a tiny dose, so it'll only last for a little while. Check it out! You're starting to disappear! This is so cool! Whoops! Ah, this darn tail! I'll clean that up later. Your body's gone, but I can still see all your limbs. That's not right. did use the right base potion, didn't I? Hang on a second. Let me just check. Amount. I'm gonna have to write that into my report. Make it up. Oh, no, no. I have to be honest. Ah, the invisibility potion is wearing off now. How do you feel? That's a relief. I wouldn't do anything to you that I couldn't reverse. I can't believe you're so patient with me, even though I make so many mistakes. You're seriously the best friend anyone could ever have. All right, take a deep breath. Have some water and rinse your mouth. Are you ready for the second one? No, it's okay. We don't have to do the invisibility potion again. It's time to levitate. Base potion, check. Random forest herb, check. Thunder metal, check. Oil of the air hog, check. Looks like that's everything. You might want to hold your nose for this one. Down it in one go. You can do it. How is it? Do you feel anything? Let's just wait a couple more seconds. It's starting to happen. 10 centimeters. 25 centimeters. 50. 200. Looks like my levitation potion turned into a flying potion. Could you do me a favor and hold on to that thing on the wall up there for a little bit? I'll fly up and get you. There you are. Seems like the potion's working properly now. I may have accidentally put in a little too much of one ingredient. That gave the potion a little more oomph than it was supposed to have. It was fine when I tried it on myself. Thankfully, looks like it's working as it should be. Having fun? That's good. I myself love the sensation of levitating. It's different to flying. Flying takes effort. The levitation spell, however, makes you feel as though you're simply sitting on a floating carpet. Zero effort required. What are you doing? Ah, examining my collection, eh? Those things are my jars of colored light. They came from the abyssal pool. Yes, you can touch them, but just don't open them. Once opened, the lights will escape. True, the abyssal pool is dark in most areas, but you can find these lights wandering around the caves to the west, if you know where to look. I don't know what they're supposed to be used for. I just have them because I like the look of them. As for deriving some sort of substance from them, I haven't gotten that far yet. They're not mentioned in any of my alchemy textbooks. Maybe I'll need to go to the Master Library for that. You want one? You can have one, or two. Take your pick. Consider it my thanks for helping me out tonight. The levitation spell should wear off soon. But in the meantime, feel free to float around and explore the contents of my jars.